because I have been through, you know, that journey with anxiety. And when you're there, you think you have to run away from God. You think you have to, you know, our flesh wants to hide it. But it's that reminder of, no, when I run to my Heavenly Father, He's not going to shame me. He's not going to point a finger at me. He's going to love me. He's going to comfort me through that anxiety. He's going to help me to get through it, get to the other side, and then He's going to use it for good in my life.
I'm Carol McLeod, and you've joined me today on the Significant Women Podcast. You know, I love all my guests, but every now and then I have a guest that I think to myself, sister, I wish you lived next door to me. And Kara Snyder is one of those guests. She gets you, moms. She understands what you're going through. This is a podcast for women in all ages and stages of life. But this particular day is for the moms. Hey, you might not be a mom, but I'm going to invite you to lean in and listen anyway, because Karis has great advice for all of us who are overstressed, overcommitted, and worried about so many things. I hope that you, like me, at the end of this podcast will say, I wish Karis lived next door to me. So lean in and listen. Today's guest, part two, Karis Snyder. Just talk to us for a minute. Karis, what for you as a woman, what is the best part about being a mom? And what is the most challenging part about being a mom?
Let's see. The best part to me about being a mom is being a part of their growing up, watching them grow up and having them come to you and share in those big moments of their life, but also share in those little moments and those little conversations maybe they have around the lunchroom that they want to come and share with you. And I traveled recently. I was going to South Carolina, and my teenage daughter even said, Mom, what am I going to do without you here? Who am I going to talk to? So I think that's my favorite part of being a mom, is having those conversations with my daughter, having those opportunities, you know, to build that trust and that foundation with them. But I think in the same turn, the most difficult part of being a mom is those moments where I don't know what to do. Those moments where I don't have an answer for them, or that they're going through a hard time and I can't fix it for them. I can't stop it. You know, I can't keep their hearts from being broken. But I think I'm learning, and you may can speak to this, I'm learning that in those moments where I don't know the answers, or where it is hard for them, that I can at least teach them, most importantly, that they can go to the Lord. Yeah. I don't have the answers, but He will. And He will comfort them, and He'll bring comfort to my mom heart when I may be hiding in the bathroom eating my chocolate because I don't know, you know, what those answers are. I do that too. I have a secret stash. If you don't have a secret stash yet, you need to get one.
You do.
Yes. But I think that for me, that's been the most difficult part. But in that difficulty learning, I can help them to go to the Lord when we don't know. We don't know what to do. He will give them that direction.
Yeah, that's so good, because we cannot be God to our children. I mean, right. We're their parents, and God put us in their lives, but even so, they have to learn from an early age how to go to the Father, the Heavenly Father. You know, another thing I did, Karis, during those years, so my husband and I have three sons and then two daughters, and so when the girls came along, I had learned a few things, not everything, but I would say to them, honey, you can talk to mom about anything. I'll not be shocked. I'll not judge you. We'll work through it. We got this. We're together. Yeah. But if for some reason you can't talk to mom, I understand that too. And you can talk to Angel. You can talk to Sarah. You can talk to Kelly. Younger women who went to our church in their late 20s who were godly women. Yeah. And I wanted my girls to have that freedom to go to them if they needed to.
I love that. There are some young ladies within our church that are pouring into my daughters. And I love that I can step back and that they're there for them, because you're right. They need those other trusted women that they can go to. And I want it to be women that I know, that right. are, you know, biblically sound. It's not these women or these voices on the other side of a social media app that we don't know. And they're probably not going to be speaking, you know, that biblical truth to them. So to know that, that feels safe to them and that they know that we are supportive of that, that they can go. And there's a young gal in our church, her name is Savannah. And she talked to my teenage daughter. I was watching her. And she said, Zoe, she said, let's go have coffee one day. Text me and let's go talk about everything going on. And Zoe did. She knew, okay, I can go to her. I can go talk with Savannah. And so I think you're right. They need not just our voice in their life, but those other women who's going to lead them to the truth and love them and encourage them as they walk through their own faith journey.
Yeah, because we want them to have role models that are not Barbie.
That's right.
That yes. are real young women who are living for Christ. So that's so good. So, Karis, as you raise daughters today, as you interact with moms of your own age group who are also raising children, sons and daughters, how are you all handling the gender confusion issue in your homes, in your friend groups, at church? How are you handling that?
You know, I never thought we'd have to talk about this, you know, and I don't know.
I know.
They face it, you know, and people think, oh, she lives in the South. They don't deal with that. We do. We do deal with it. And so, you know, a couple of my mom friends, and we do have children that are the same age. We talk about it a lot. And we are like, how do we make sure that we are giving them truth and helping yeah. them know how to love others, you know, in the midst of this. And so for us, we are consistently trying to make sure they know that God did not make a mistake on them when he created them, when he gave them their gender at birth. That is who he meant for them to be. And that God is not one to make mistakes. He is perfect. He is all knowing, and they were created in his image. So we speak truth to them. We let them know that even, you know, all teenagers, because their brains are not fully developed. Like you go right. through so many right. different hormonal changes. We let them know that even in those moments of doubt and wonder, they can bring that to the Lord, and we can remind them and we can speak truth to that doubt, because the enemy wants to come in and plant those seeds. So we have to uproot those seeds and get them into the Word. And so we, you know, we just tell them, if you come across, you know, maybe it's other students within your school who are battling this, love them. Don't make fun of them. Be kind to them. Mm-hmm. Pray right. for them, you know, but you don't have to, this idea that we have to be accepting, we have to be accepting of the world's ideas to be loving and show truth. That's not true. We can say to them, you know, we don't agree with this lifestyle. This is not what God's Word says. We can still be kind. We can say that in love, but we can stand firm on the truth. And I can't imagine being a teenager right now. I cannot imagine. And so we want to make sure that we're there to love them, to build them up. And one thing that has helped our daughters that my mom friends and I found is that they have one another, that they're not standing alone, that they have friends who are being, you know, raised up in the same truth, raised up in the same way. And so that's important for our kids. They need their group. You know, they want to know where they belong. And so I think that has been very helpful for them so far, is to have each other walking those hallways.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, this is yet another reason why moms need to build themselves up in the Lord. You need to put the right stuff in you so that you've got it to give to your kids. So a book like the Carline Mom Devotional becomes very important for mothers today, that you have to have wisdom and truth inside of you so you can give it to your kids. Well, we'll get back to Karis's story in just a minute, but I want to invite you to a premier event, April 26th and 27th, 2024, in Buffalo, New York. What is it? It's the 20th annual Carol McLeod Ministries Conference. We have been ministering to women up and down the Eastern Seaboard in the form of a conference for the past 20 years. How wonderful is that? This year, it's going to be a year like no other. First of all, the theme of the conference is overflowing, living abundantly in a broken culture. The reason that is the theme of our 20th year is because we'll be recording my new Bible study that will go along with a book of the same name. So when you come to the conference this year, you'll be part of a live taping. I know you'd love to be part of that. So grab a sister, grab a friend, your mom, the girls at work, and register for this conference. I do hope you'll come and join us live. CarolMcLeodMinistries.com and click on Overflowing the Conference. I hope to see you there. Now let's get back to my conversation with Karis. So Karis, let me ask you this. What's your favorite Bible verse? Do you have a lifetime Bible verse that has just guided you and given you strength?
Over the last maybe 10 or 11 years, Psalms 94:19 has been the verse that I have clung to. And it says, when anxiety is great within me, your comfort brings me joy. And oh, wow. I think that one has just spoken to my heart just because I have been through, you know, that journey with anxiety. And when you're there, you think you have to run away from God. You think you have to, you know, our flesh wants to hide it, but it's that reminder of, no, when I run to my Heavenly Father, He's not going to shame me. He's not going to point a finger at me. He's going to love me. He's going to comfort me through that anxiety. He's going to help me to get through it, get to the other side, and then He's going to use it for good in my life. So I think that one has been the one that I've clung to quite a bit over the last few years.
And give us the reference on that again, Kara, so that we all have it.
Yeah, Psalms 94:19.
So good, so good. I love it, that He is my comfort and my joy.
Yes.
So, Karis, you know the name of my podcast is Significant Women. And so who have been the significant women in your life? Who are some women who have really impacted you and created the Karis that we're listening to today?
Right. So it's actually women that were around me growing up. First of all, my mom was a prayer warrior. I still see images of her sitting at the kitchen table when we would get up in the mornings, and she had her Bible out and she had a list of things that she would pray over me and my two brothers. And so she would constantly go to the Word and she would pray over us and she would encourage us. So she definitely was there for me to help me to see how to go to the Father. But there was another lady in my life. Her name was Miss Jeannie. And she's gone on home to heaven now, but she had polio when she was younger, and that came back in her life. So she was pretty much bedridden as I would kind of remember her as a teenager, but she would always look at me and she would say, Karis, God has made you for such a time as this. When I was a teenager, she would constantly remind me of that story of Esther, you know, that I was created for such a time as this, that there was good things for me to go forward to, that I could do good things. I have a mild form of cerebral palsy in my left side, and she just would not let that cerebral palsy stop me from walking in the purpose and the plan God had for me. She always had me looking towards knowing and believing that God had a future for me. And so Miss Jeannie will always be, I remember her. I still get teary eyed thinking about her, just how she believed in me as a teenager and knowing that I needed that. I needed that voice there. When I sometimes would doubt, I could always remember her voice reminding me what God said about me and the plan that He had for my life.
Oh, I love it. So now it's our turn to be a Miss Jeannie to somebody else,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's right.
To put younger women under our wings and encourage them that they were born at this moment. Mm. I love that. Well, the name of Karis's new book is Carline Mom Devotional. If you're interested in her other books, which really take more of an approach to anxiety,
right.
The names of those books are Anxiety Elephants. Love that title as well. So you can find those wherever books are sold, but we'll have links in the show notes. But Karis, before we go today, would you pray for the moms who are listening? Would you pray for moms who are dealing with anxiety today?
Yes, I'd be honored to.
Thank you.
Yeah. So God, we just thank you so much that we can come to you about everything, including anxiety. And I just lift up the mama who feels overwhelmed, Lord. She is overstressed. She is paralyzed with anxiety. And I just ask that you would speak peace to her heart. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would help her to know with a gentle nudge that she can come and lay everything down at your feet, that there's no judgment there. There is love and there is truth. And there will be strength there to get up and to keep going. And I pray that you would remind this mama that she is a mama for such a time as this. Grow her in her faith, strengthen her in her foundation, and use her to help her children to grow in that foundation to come to know you, Lord. Thank you for the moms that you have right now raising warriors for you, Lord. We just submit our lives as mom and our children to you, and we just pray that you would be glorified. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karis. I've loved having you. So good. And maybe we'll gather together around Mother's Day or something again and start a new conversation about being a mom.
I would love that. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you, Karis. Well, if you've been encouraged by my conversation with Karis, would you take just a minute longer and leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast? We especially love it when you leave a review on iTunes. And while you're at it, go to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel, CarolMcLeodMinistries.com. And just let me remind you of one more thing. I do have an app for your smartphone where you can listen to a podcast, read a blog, leave a prayer request, buy some product. Just go to the App Store on your smartphone and download CarolMcLeodMinistries.com. Now, I do want you to connect with Karis. Her website is Karis Snider, CarisSnider.com. I'd love for you to connect with her there. And be sure and buy a copy of her book, Caroline Moms. And you know what? While you're at it, buy a couple copies for your friends, for your daughters. Well, before we close today, I do want to share a scripture with you. I've often said that if I had a daughter, another daughter, I would name her Karis, because the word Karis means grace. And I don't know about you, but I need the grace of God in my life. Let me read you one of my favorite scriptures that talks about the power of God's grace in our lives. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me." You know, if you've got a weakness or two like I do, there's no panic in heaven. God has the answer for your weakness, and it's called Karis. It's called the grace of God. And the grace of God meets us in those places when we think we can't keep going, when we know we've blown it, when we know that life is so hard and we cannot do it in our humanity. God's answer for that is his Karis. It is his grace. And all you've got to do is cry out to Jesus and say, "Jesus, I need some more grace." And he'll gladly hit you up with some. He'll gladly give you his grace. Well, I hope you've enjoyed Karis as much as I have. And I'll see you next time on the Significant Women Podcast.